I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends,
howdy howdy, how's everybody doing?
Good we hope.
Amber, how are you?
I'm good. Leslie, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm trying something new.
What are you trying?
Well, I always like move around because I'm a hand talker.
Yeah,
so I'm holding this little pen today and it's just my little wand, and I'm just—
does it make you feel a little sassy?
No, it just gives me something to do, and so I'm—
I like
not—
it.
Like, this is what I do at work, so I don't, like, smack around everything. I just—
I get that.
Sometimes I do this, but I'm not going to do that tonight. So,
I like it.
So, yeah, I'm
a
trying—
wand.
Trying something new so I don't beat the shit out of my microphone like I do—
I know,
every episode.
I know.
Sorry, guys.
You know, let's both try it, actually, because I smack it all the time, too. So, here, I have a highlighter up here.
Well, and it's like—
solidarity.
We're just animated.
Yeah, and like, oh, this is nice.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, this is nice.
If you
see, I like a good like face hit.
Oh yeah, Amber's taking the highlighter to the face. I'm just like flopping mine around in the air.
I like this. And then I can just put it in my lap and spin it. Ooh, this is—
yeah,
lovely.
And it's just
you're on to something.
I do this a lot. It just gives me something to do.
Yeah, but I also have noticed in the past couple of episodes, I'm beating the shit out of my microphone.
Me too. I'm guilty of it too, which is why I kind of wanted to bring it up. I'm sorry, guys. I try to cut it out a lot in editing, but
yeah,
sometimes
we're saying juicy stuff and the sound is happening.
Right. Like, we're saying like core information. So I feel like I can't just like cut it out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like the story gets lost.
And again, this is a Frey podcast, so
there we go.
Anyway, so you're doing good, Amber? You're good?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
Good.
I actually wanted to kind of jump right in, if that's okay.
Whoosh.
And talk about why I wanted to do this episode.
The who, what, why, when, where. I'm here for it.
So the world's been chaos for a while. And I'm starting to notice I have a new comfort show.
Oh, nice.
And I have rewatched it's a show that I loved.
Okay.
But for the first time in like a year, I started it over. Like, for the first time.
In a year?
No, like this show was still going up until last year.
I see. Okay.
And then this year I was like, I want to start it over.
From
and
scratch.
I've never done that with a reality TV show. I do it with rom-coms and like funny, you know, The Office, all that. Oh, on repeat all the time.
Uh-huh.
But this is the first time I've done it with a reality TV show. And I thought that meant it was special. And
it—
you
does.
Needed to hear about it.
It does. I watched The Kardashians from the beginning on dialysis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to actually— dang. Really like Kim. Like, I used to really like them. I think they used to be—
I really liked
normal.
Khloe.
I did too.
Yeah, it's like you get to a point where you have too much money and you can tell that you have too much money.
Mm-hmm.
And then like stuff just gets kind of boring and weird and you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Yes, let me go with you while you buy a Maserati.
It's just—
I can't relate.
Man. Just the way your face, the way you said, man.
I love the reflex. Because your face was also really good. I don't think I could duplicate the noise, and you were able to—
man.
Do it in like 0.5 seconds.
It was so funny. That's going to become a new stem of mine. Man. So it just is so meh.
Yeah,
I have to do that face every time.
Well, and I think something too is that back in the day, and this is a great conversation to have right before I tell you guys what show.
Oh, perfect.
But like back in the day, I feel like we were all really obsessed with seeing like the elite. Yeah. We wanted to get into like MTV Cribs and we wanted them to do house tours and we wanted to watch reality TV.
My Sweet 16, we ate that shit up.
Yes. Like the drama, the total unawareness to like how the rest of the world works. Like it made you long for something.
Yeah.
And what I think is really interesting right now is that a lot of people I've noticed just in conversation are walking away from that materialistic feeling. Mm-hmm. Like it feels kind of icky that we like leaned in as hard as we did.
Yeah. I think it was a trend. Just goes to show you how it changes with the political climate, with the financial climate, exactly everything that goes on.
Yeah. Like you can just see the transition. So I think that is why I'm rewatching this show. Because this show did not start like a Kardashian reality TV, did not start like the Osbournes. They weren't already rich and famous. Mm. They were waiters and waitresses at a famous woman's restaurant.
And that's how they became famous.
Yes.
Okay.
So interesting. I'm going to break down Vanderpump Rules, which is so my baby. You guys have heard me bring it up multiple times. And now for the first time ever, I'm going to break it down.
I'm so excited. I'm going to get my phone so I can also Google these people because I need
to know. I shared a form with you called VPR Cast.
Stop.
I'm prepared, guys. I have not prepared like this since like old moon, old us.
I love this for us.
So I have shared a form with you called VPR Cast that has season one and then their last season.
Oh my gosh. I love
their names so you can follow along with the story. And then you might need to zoom because some of the pictures are a little far away. But it's like a then and now.
The plastic surgery. Oh, my God. Okay.
So
I'm so ready.
So I'm going to start with explaining the owner, Lisa Vanderpump. And then we're just going to go character by character. And I'm going to talk about their personalities, the vibe of the group. And then the main scandals that happened, like season by season.
May I ask one very quick question?
You can ask any question you want. This is going to be a long one, guys.
Is Anderson Cooper like related to them somehow?
Okay. So Andy Cohen, who hosts the New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper, is the man who came up with the Real Housewives of Orange County, was the first one.
So he's just like a producer.
He's the producer who started the Real Housewife franchise and all of its spinoffs, Below Deck. Like, he invented Bravo, pretty much.
Okay. I think he's told me that before.
Yeah. So he's a big deal. Anderson Cooper, his best friend.
That's it.
And they're just like sweet, gay, little best friends together that you're like, oh, why don't you love each other? Because you'd be so good together.
No, because
your
besties.
Chemistry is amazing, but they're best friends.
I love them. Also, like, hear me out. Anderson Cooper, he can get it 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Did you know he's a Vanderbilt?
Okay, so I knew that there was like a V and I knew there was like a rich, important family involved somehow. There we go. But I don't know.
Yep, he's like part of, he's probably a descendant of the Anunnaki.
Is that what that means? I mean.
Well, the Vanderbilt was one of those like J.P. Morgan, like rich families. Like they've been rich forever.
I mean, he is flawless. He is a, he's a
and
very
he
attractive.
He giggles adorably when he's drunk because he doesn't want to lean into Andy Cohen being messy, but he's also like,
he loves
so
it.
So funny.
Because that's his best friend. He's like, girl dish. Like in. Anyone who knows me knows I love a man with a giggle. So
I love a giggle.
Oh, it's so hot. Like the more feminine the giggle, the better.
Honestly.
Sound off if it's the same for you ladies. I know. I was looking at our Spotify. We are 100% female. So love that for us. Love that for us.
Yay. Oh my God. That's an award in itself.
I was proud.
Mm-hmm. I will. Oh my God, I'm going to brag about that.
No boys allowed.
No boys allowed.
Except the theys and gays and the cool straight ones.
Of course, yeah, of course. But no, none of those boys.
Yeah, you know what I meant.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with Lisa Vanderpump, the owner of Sir Restaurant. Sir Restaurant stands for sexy, unique restaurant.
Oh my God. Is she included in the photos?
I forgot her, so you'll have to look her up. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. One more time. What's her name? Lisa?
Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay.
Which is her legal name. Like, that's her family name. It's not a stage name, which just means she was meant for greatness.
I would say that sounds rich as fuck.
Yeah.
Again, the plastic surgery. Just say when, people. Okay. I see her. So, sexy, unique.
Restaurant.
Sir.
Sir.
I thought for a second it was like S-I-R, and I was like, that's not spelled right.
And she's British, so imagine everything she says is darling and sassy. So she has two restaurants in West Hollywood, one of them being Sir, the other one being Villa Blanca. She always likes to say Villa Blanca is where you take your wife, Sir is where you take your mistress.
Oh, sassy.
That's like her personality, like
100%. I don't know why I made that sound.
We're going to be making some weird noises tonight.
That's sassy as fuck.
So Lisa Vanderpump is a British restaurateur and reality TV mastermind who started as a child actress in the UK before pivoting into hospitality. She and her husband, Ken Todd, built a massive restaurant empire in London and Los Angeles, including Sir, Pump, and Tom Tom, aka the economic engine of Vanderpump Rules. So I'll dive more into the show and like how it works, but pretty much they're following the wait staff around of these restaurants and like recording their lives. So these restaurants become a tourist attraction because you get to go. And this reality TV star, when it's not really like a star yet, is slinging chicken.
Yeah. Slinging chicken. What? I don't know. What do you? I don't know what that means.
It'll make sense in a bit. I promise. Okay, like this is foreshadowing.
Okay. I was like, I don't understand that innuendo.
You'll get it in a minute. Okay. So Lisa Vanderpump joined The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which was a different show that Andy Cohen produced in season one and quickly became known for her wit, glam, tiny dogs, and ability to stir drama while pretending she did not do it.
What a bio.
After years of caste tension and accusations of behind-the-scenes manipulation, she left Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in season 9. So pretty much some of the wives were claiming that she was selling stories to TMZ.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. So she then left the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and pitched a spinoff for her to go to, which was about her restaurant.
Of course.
And her staff. Because she pretty much was like, listen, Andy, I have multiple restaurants in West Hollywood, which is like a very gay area. So like hot people live here. Like actresses, everybody comes to like try to make it. Mm-hmm. So they're all hot. They're all models.
Okay.
I guess if you work at a restaurant in LA, you're required to include a headshot, like legitimately.
I have heard that when I went through like my influencer era on YouTube. Yeah.
So
that's what it's giving.
She has this young, hot model, actress, next wannabe singer staff.
Okay.
And she's like, Andy, the drama popping over here. They're all fucking. They're all doing like drugs. Oh. Like it's crazy over here.
She's like, it's an open house. Do the staff, do we like switch? Do we go to both restaurants or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we follow a core group around and I'll explain all of them next.
Okay, perfect. So,
but that is kind of what she's known for is she exited a show after not getting along with people and not wanting to be on it anymore and pitched a new show.
You know, I love an entrepreneur, you know, gotta cut her, give her some grace there.
Well, and Lisa and her husband, Ken, over their career opened over 39 restaurants. Like, wow. They are rich. Their house is called Villa Rosa. Like it has a name. It has a moat. It has swans. It has little ponies. It's over a mountain. It's got like 65 bedrooms. Like the, they are loaded.
He looks like a short king. Not gonna lie.
He used to be like a playboy. They got married in 3 months because she was just so obsessed with him and he was so obsessed with her and she was scared that he was gonna get bored. So she was just like, let's fucking get married. And then they built this like empire together and they're still obsessed with each other.
I mean, I guess that's cool. Eat the rich though, you know.
Well, and then there are some rumors that claim she's like a madam and she's like fucking the boys that work at her restaurant to like give them fame. Like they're claiming like Harvey Weinstein, but for the fellows.
Damn, he's piping.
I know. Like, so we don't know what side of the coin, right? Like no one's ever come out and like admitted this, but it's just like a little rumor that's floating around the fan base.
What's the vibe? What do you think?
She likes to flirt. And she does say like inappropriate stuff.
Gross.
So like, if anything, I think she likes to like belittle them a little bit and like sexually harass them a little. But I don't think she like takes people to bed. I think she does enjoy her husband.
Short king that he is. Okay. Well, I mean, I've never literally heard a word out of her mouth, but like looking at her face, I don't trust her.
I think you have to look up the accent and like some of her quick one-liners because I think that it will change. And I'll save stuff too. I'll find some stuff on TikTok and I'll post it on the Instagram and Facebook stuff. So we're going to talk about the characters now and you can follow along with your pictures.
Phone up.
First we have Stassi, Kristen, and Katie. These are three best friends. Stassi kind of is the queen bee vibe. She runs the group. She thinks that her and her boyfriend are what bring the group together and like they're the leaders.
Oh, nice. She was stunning when like she was all, you know, in season one and like she's obviously still pretty now, but
yeah,
season one was hotter.
Oh, 100%. So really what this gives off is like HBIC mean girl.
Okay. I can
so
see
that's
that.
Her vibe. Kristen is just chaotic. She is clumsy. She falls over everything. She cheats constantly on her partners.
That tracks.
She is really unhinged, but has this like insane detective power where she caught a boyfriend cheating because of the Uber receipt in his deleted email folder.
She's crazy. We love a crazy girl.
Her nickname is Crazy Kristen.
There you have it. Everybody loves a crazy girl.
Yeah, she is just really chaotic and then just like a chain smoker.
You know what? A girl after my own heart, honestly.
And then we have Katie. She's very quiet. We find out in later seasons she actually fell through a skylight.
Oh my gosh.
One night and fell about like 20 feet and like totally fucked up her face and like had a concussion and had to recover for like 6 months.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So like totally strong, bad bitch. Her favorite thing to do is rage text people where she calls them the meanest name she can think of. And she like just keeps sending messages like you're a piece of trash. You're worthless. Like she makes fun of her boyfriend's dick all the time.
Oh, my God. OK. And it's nice. I mean, is it funny?
Fucking hilarious. Okay, and then some of it is just like shocking.
Yeah. She's giving like the, you know, in every 90s movie, like the villain girl, but like was also kind of nice, but like also the villain. And she had like a short black bob just like this.
Yeah.
Like that's exactly what she's giving.
Yeah. And like a bad bitch too.
Yeah.
Like,
no. I mean, no judgment. Non-biased party over here.
So I didn't get all these in order. So I'm sorry. You're going to have to scroll a little lessly. Next, we're going to talk about Jax, Schwartz, and Sandoval. Schwartz and Sandoval are their last names. They're both named Tom. So I will be going by their last names just to keep it straight. So first we're going to talk about Jax.
Okay.
He is a cokehead. goes to the gym all the time, will sleep with anything with a hole. And there are rumors that the hole, anything, like anything, not animal. You're making good faces. Good.
Like a wall?
Anything of the human.
Oh.
Yeah. Like.
Oh.
If he walked up to a random hole in the wall and someone promised to be on the other end, he would totally do it.
He definitely looks like he has like herpes or something.
Yeah,
for sure.
So he is a serial cheater and a klepto.
Wow. It sounds like a great, great guy.
Yeah. And then
he's the villain.
We have, definitely. then we have Tom Schwartz.
Okay.
Who is very charismatic, gives off the very puppy dog, silly, like goofy guy. But then, you know, he calls his girlfriend Bubba, and it's always like, I love you, and like they're snuggly and whatever. But the joke is like his dick doesn't work and they never fuck. And he thought he was asexual for a while. And then he admits to blacking out multiple times and fucking other women. But then he says, I'm not fucking them, actually. I'm just making out with them.
Okay, well, my first vibe, again, non-biased, never seen the show.
I love it.
I thought he was gay.
Yes, very much like feminine.
Yeah, he looks super femme. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But then, like, will get drunk and tell someone that he hates the sound of their voice and he just doesn't want to hear them talk and they're so egregious and his EQ is higher than other people's IQs and like he just like acts like he's above everybody. Something that's like higher than an IQ is what I found online.
Oh, okay.
No fucking idea. And then he also like pours a beer on his girlfriend's head in the middle of Mexico while they're having a fight at a bar.
We hate him. Another villain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then we have Tom Sandoval. Really tries to position himself as like a good guy who is a listener and understands. He likes like paying it forward. Like he paid for half of his friend's engagement. Just because he wanted to help his friend. He, like, gives money to his friends all the time, but then, like, calls women disgusting names and puts them down and cheats on his girlfriend constantly and then, like, gaslights her. And she ends up taking the fall for, like, all of the drama, but he started it.
I hate that. I was, like...
And he's, like, a narcissist with, like, a hero complex.
That's terrible because in his like season 11 picture, he low key looks like a hipster like Cole Sprouse in Riverdale with a mustache, which like I was like, oh, he looks so cute. But fuck him.
No,
fuck these dudes. Fuck him.
Yeah, it's literally a fuck everybody.
Yeah, I don't.
All right.
I don't really have a favorite. Not going to lie.
So we're going to go to Brittany.
Okay.
She's from Kentucky. Uh-huh. She moves out to L.A. to be with one of these men. And he cheats on her constantly. Oh, we'll find out.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I'm telling there's you there's another one next.
Oh my God. They all suck. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. She has all of these red flags with this man and she marries him anyway. And then like gets upset when people are questioning if she should be with him. She has stomach ulcers, but drinks tequila anyways, and will be violently ill, but it's not fun not to drink in Mexico with your friends.
I mean, honestly, the most relatable thing I've heard anyone say this whole time.
But also threatens people when she's getting married and wants her husband to knock his best man the fuck out.
Oh. Love a wedding with a fight. It's not a good wedding until there's a punch thrown. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I just love that you're really getting the vibe that I'm trying to explain.
100%. I don't even know what these people sound like. I have a vision. I'm like imagining them in my head.
Yeah.
Well,
and then we have Ariana.
Okay. Yep.
She's like a cool girl.
Yeah,
she's like too cool. She's like hipster cool, but like not like lame hipsters, like the first hipster. Like, she's very like ahead of the trends. She tries to stay away from the drama. She struggles with depression, but she lies for her boyfriend constantly. Oh. And will say that she's like for women's rights and like people speaking out against others, but then also like when her boyfriend says something inappropriate towards women, she defends him and like
great
tries to translate for him is usually what she does.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
She's like a pick me girl.
Yes. Okay. Then we have Sheena.
Okay.
Long black hair.
Yeah.
So
she looks like she'd beat my ass.
Huh?
She looks like she'd beat my ass. She looks terrifying.
Oh my god, no.
Really? She looks so scary in this picture.
I know, she's but like, no. She yeah, no. She is the epitome of pick me. But like in a way that it's not just for like men. Like what's so gross about her is she came out and said like she's not a girl's girl, she's definitely a guy's girl.
Okay. Nice.
And she airs her husband's drug addiction on the show without his consent. And then is shocked when he doesn't want to be married to her anymore. She is so problematic because she is constantly getting involved in people's like storylines, and it pulls you out of the show near the end because you're like, you are just trying to be on camera.
Every single second. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that. And she thinks she's a good singer.
These are my faves. She thinks she's a good singer. Yes.
Then we have Lala.
What a silly name.
Okay. It's her nickname. Her real name is Lauren, but she introduces herself as Lala. Lala is the one who will threaten to pop you. Lala will be the one that will say, "Do you want to mess with me? Do you want to fuck with me, or do you want to get popped?" Like,
oh shit.
She is real hard, and you'd think that she's from like somewhere in Compton, but she's actually from Utah.
That tracks. They're crazy over there. Respectfully, if there's any of you.
She enters a room in a very loud manner. She points fingers in faces and she screams. She also admits that she's sucking dick for more than than Range Rovers, but she does have a Range Rover that she drives around.
Huh? She's sucking dick for more than just a Land Rover, but she drives
a Range Rover, but she has a Range Rover that she's driving around. So she literally at one point says like she's driving a Range Rover. People are asking her where she got it. She's not admitting she's a sugar baby. And then in one of her confessionals, she says, "I'm sucking a lot more, or I'm sucking a lot of dick for a lot more than just a Range Rover."
You know what, bitch? Good for
she's
you.
She's hustling. She's hustling.
Look terrifying. Not sure.
And she is like a sugar baby for a lot of this.
Well, it's hard watching other people live your dream, but I hope she's happy.
Oh, just wait. We have James Kennedy. So probably the last of the boys on the page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's quite the butt chin. That chin is strong.
So James Kennedy is British as well.
Oh, hello.
And his dad worked with David Bowie. He was a famous DJ in the UK. And James Kennedy is very abusive. He's an alcoholic and he hits women. He screams at women, spits on women, like calls someone like fat, like to their face. And calls her a cow and like just horrible, horrible temper. And then
he can probably hear this right now because his ears are so big. So watch your
they're
mouth.
They're ginormous. Know? And he hated that his ears were something that were always picked on. It was they're a dark in one huge. Of the shows.
They're huge.
He is known for dating a beauty queen. And eventually he does get sober and he becomes like a really good person for a little bit.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. But he has these like really funny one-liners. Like he's the wittiest of them all. And then we have our last girl, Raquel.
Okay.
So Raquel starts out as just a shy pageant girl who is just trying to bring out the best in her boyfriend and trying to convince him to make good decisions, and is just wanting the group of these like intense hyenas to come to her puppy party, which is just a baby shower for her puppy.
Can relate to that one as well. Okay.
She is just like doe-eyed and quiet, mm-hmm. and like her voice shakes when she talks. Mm. And it's just like
hard
privileged white girl who one of the like story arcs for her was how she was terrified of public speaking and she like cried about it for a whole episode.
Jesus. Jeez Louise. She has like phenomenal eyebrows in season 4.
She does. She does.
They're great.
Mhm. The blonde is a little...
Yeah, they don't match her hair, but the eyebrows mm-hmm. look great. She needs some blush, mm-hmm. too, but...
So, I'm going to give you some important moments season by season, but please ask your question because I see you raising your pen.
So, you keep saying, like, boyfriend, you know, girlfriend. Are they all, like, do they work at the other restaurant? Is this just, like, the main crew? Do we just get to see the boyfriends and girlfriends?
This is the main crew. Okay. So they all work for Lisa Vanderpump, except for Tom Schwartz. He's the only one that doesn't.
And Tom Schwartz is the... okay.
The puppy dog one. Mm-hmm.
The one I thought was gay.
Yeah.
We love a bisexual, but not him. He sucks.
So I'm going to explain the first episode to you. Okay. I rewatched it recently. And then I'm going to jump into scandals that happened along the way. And that'll help us line up who's fucking who and who's doing what.
Okay.
So it'll really paint a picture and you can follow along.
Okay.
So the first episode, we have Sheena walk in, mm-hmm. and she has just come from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode. So how they kind of filmed it is one episode went straight into another. It'd never been done on Bravo before. It was like a shocking transition. So Sheena is sitting down with one of the housewives.
Uh-huh.
It was shocking. So Sheena was sitting down with one of the housewives and she's talking to her about how she used to be a mistress to the housewife's husband. Mm. And Lisa planned this sit down so that they could clear the air because Sheena works for Lisa and Lisa is best friends with this housewife.
Oh, scandalous.
They walk in to the restaurant and you go through a shift where you're meeting all of these characters, mm-hmm. and they're talking about being struggling actors, models, singers, like everybody's hot in LA. Everybody's just trying to make it. And like, we're all fucking pretty much is the vibe.
Yeah.
And they're poor and they're living in like shitty apartments, sure. and like they're wearing Charlotte Russe clothes.
It's just a rite of passage.
Fucking relatable.
Yeah, that is relatable.
Yes. So then we jump forward to an explanation of how people are tied together. So I'm going to try to not say it so fast because I know it. And you just jump in and interrupt if you have a question. Okay.
Okay.
So Stassi mm-hmm. is dating Jax, the cokehead.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Katie is dating Schwartz, who is the one you thought was gay.
Yeah. I'm still on that maybe bisexual train, but yeah.
Yes. And then Kristen is dating Sandoval mustache. Mm. So Kristen is the crazy Kristen, mm-hmm. the chaotic one. Katie is the one with head trauma.
Yeah.
And Stassi is the one who thinks her and her boyfriend are the leaders of the pack and they're the lead mean girls.
Nice. Okay. That tracks.
Also, just to point out too, some things that I did say when I was introducing these characters. Schwartz poured a beer on Katie's head while they were fighting in Mexico.
Nice.
Jax got Stassi's name tattooed on his arm when they weren't dating to try to get her back.
Honestly, love that.
Sandoval and Kristen were chronically cheating on each other and fighting until both of them were crying in public and then like being all over each other the next day.
Jeez Louise. Okay.
We have Sheena, who is the mistress to the housewife. So we kind of follow Sheena into the restaurant, and she is a waitress that used to work at at Lisa's restaurant, Villa Blanca.
Okay.
And she's now been transferred to work at Sir. Mm. Stassi, Kristen, and Katie are the original three mean girls, and they don't want anything to do with a home-wrecking whore.
Oh.
Which is said so many times.
Goodness. Uh-huh.
This also aired back in, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Different time, different words.
Reality TV was so different.
Mm-hmm. It was aggressive, guys.
Very much.
So we also go into the dynamic of Jax and Sandoval and Schwartz are best friends. Stassi, Katie, and Kristen are best friends. So it's best friends dating best friends. I loved this show because it was reminiscent to when we were in high school and we had that scenario. Like, it was just like, oh, I remember how fun this was. I mean, when it was good.
We weren't dumping beer on anybody's head. But
we were children. But no. Yes. Mm-hmm. How we're introduced to this group of six is they're out at a restaurant. They're all talking about how hungover they are from the night before. They're sitting outside in the beating California sun, mm-hmm. and they're drinking like mimosas. Like, they're hungover and they're getting some hair of the dog.
Love that for them.
Stassi starts fighting with Jack, saying, where were you last night?
Oh, no.
And he's like, I slept in my truck. And she's like, what kind of person sleeps in their truck when they have a girlfriend and a home to come, like to mm-hmm. a bed with their girlfriend? And he was like, we were already fighting. What do you think? I was going to get in bed with the devil. Oh. And Stassi looks at him and goes, I am the devil. And don't you forget it. And that is how this show started.
That was the hook, line, and sinker.
So we're going to go through some of the scandals. So in that opening scene, we see that Jax is not sleeping with Stassi and is not at home. We find out he cheats on her a lot. Yeah. All the time. Stassi then starts cheating on Jax with a guy named Frank, who ends up recording, like, Stassi doing some stuff to herself that was supposed to be intimate. Oh, geez. And then he threatens to sell it. Like, he's trash.
Holy shit.
Stassi is taking out her anger, frustration, and insecurities on the girls around her. So Sheena is getting the brunt of her mean girlness because she's really insecure in her relationship with Jax, and she doesn't want someone who's a known cheater around her boyfriend.
Oh, geez, Louise.
So she admits that she's gotten girls to quit before because she's been so mean to them.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Let's see. And everyone is drinking on the job. So that's like season one. Season one is 10 episodes of just like them living in these gross, rundown apartments. They have AC that can't run at the same time as the microwave or the power goes out. Like, they are living barely any paycheck to barely any paycheck, mm-hmm. trying to like get drunk every day.
Relatable.
Do drugs every day. Do whatever is their vice every day. So it's just kind of one of these things where you're just watching the mess happen.
Like, I can see that.
Stassi finds out that Jack's cheating. Kristen and Katie don't believe it. Their friendships gets divided because Jax lies and is a narcissist and like is a really good liar and really convincing and like convinces them that Stassi is lying or like Stassi doesn't want to hear him. It's not true. Yeah. And then she starts like hooking up with another guy and her friends are like, well, you moved on really fast. And so it's just this big clusterfuck. So in season two, we have two fights that changed reality TV.
Oh, it's like the Janet Jackson nipple thing, huh? Okay.
So Stassi and Jax are broken up in season two, and Jax is trying to get back together with her. Gets the tattoo of her name on his arm and is trying to be the good boyfriend that Stassi's always wanted. Stassi's like, you've cheated on me one too many times for me to fall for it. But like, I also like the attention. So like, thanks.
Yeah, right. Tracks.
And then Katie and Schwartz are getting along for the most part. But then she finds out that Schwartz cheated on her when he went to a guy's trip in Vegas. And Schwartz is swearing up and down that he was blackout and he doesn't remember. And it was just making out.
Well, I thought you were blackout and you didn't remember. Schwartz.
Right. Right. And then Schwartz is like the guy who wants to play all sides and be like the chill, cool, like let's all be friends guy. And he's allowing like people to talk shit to him about his girlfriend, and she just wants him to defend her and be there for her. And so she then takes her anger out on Sheena because he is defending Sheena for getting bullied by these girls last year. And she is blackout drunk, rage texting him, calling Sheena a whore, telling him that he's a horrible person and that his dick doesn't work, and like just leaning into the meanest thing she could say.
He deserves it.
And please remember, Katie fell from like a 10-story building and had head trauma, like, and was heavily drinking alcohol.
Probably not the best combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And having a man who pours beer on her and gaslights her and like never sticks up for her and allows people to just talk poorly about her to him.
Yeah, seems super toxic.
So Stassi has this like gut feeling during this season. There's a story that's kind of coming out, and it's a rumor, and it's that Kristen fucked Jax while Stassi and Jax were dating.
The drama.
One of the best friends
fucking her boyfriend.
And Kristen denies it. It didn't happen. It's a rumor. Jax denies it. Didn't happen. It's a rumor. Jax likes to lie. He's pretty much a narcissist. Right. Stassi is so hell bent on proving it that she goes over to Kristen's house unannounced, takes her phone and texts Jax off of it, saying something about how the rumor's starting to pick up traction and Kristen is nervous. And Jax responds and says, I have no idea what you're talking
about. Nice.
So they spend most of the season saying, this didn't happen. It's a rumor.
Yeah.
And then one day, Stassi starts to flirt with Jax.
Okay.
She's less mean to him than she normally is. And she starts to make him think the man who got her name tattooed on his arm because he wanted to get back with her. She makes him think that there's a chance that they can get back together. Okay. If she's honest and tells her if he fucked Kristen.
Okay, so she still doesn't believe when he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, she thinks he somehow knew it was her or something. Got it. Okay.
And he admits that they fucked three times while they were dating.
Three times?
Mm-hmm.
Fake friends.
And Kristen, at the time, is dating Sandoval. Oh. And Sandoval was in the other room sleeping. Fake when two friends. Of the times happened.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So people.
Stassi is elated to finally be proved right because she's felt crazy all summer arguing with them. And Jax tells her that Kristen did say, Stassi will probably take my phone and text you. We are never to talk about this again. And Jax took a screenshot of that text message and saved it for 3 years.
I mean, smart, honestly, for him, but like, these people are crazy. This is why I have a small group of friends, Amber and my husband.
Yeah, my mom. And that's all we need.
Rich mom.
So Stassi's elated that she finally feels vindicated, and she decides, I'm not going to just confront Kristen. I'm going to publicly shame her.
Okay.
So she invites all of their friends to dinner. She invites Kristen and Sandoval.
Okay.
And she has Jax standing in a corner, and she says, you have to admit to everything.
Oh, shit.
When I tell you to. So everyone is sitting down. Everyone knows. Stassi has told all of their friends what Jax has said. They are all sitting there very aware that Kristen and Sandoval are the only ones that don't know what's going on.
Shoot.
Kristen sits next to Stassi because they conveniently leave a space to Stassi open so Kristen does it. Stassi turns their attention to Kristen and says, so I heard you fuck Jax three times. How was it?
That's it?
Kristen then goes to deny it. And then Stassi starts yelling and screaming exactly what they did. Like verbatim. Oh, like Jax explained everything.
Okay.
And then Kristen is denying it, saying, like, you're insane. This is crazy. Stop yelling. Blah, blah, blah. Stassi throws a drink on Kristen. Nice. Kristen grabs her arm and says, don't you try it, little girl. Stassi goes to turn away. And then she backhands Ooh. Kristen and says, "You dirty fucking whore," while she's backhanding her.
Oh my gosh.
A fight erupts at the table. Kristen starts pulling Stassi's hair. Okay. Sandoval is trying to get in and get Kristen off. Gosh. And Kristen leaves the restaurant denying that she ever fucked Jax. After he admitted everything. 2 episodes later, she admits that they did fuck.
Ugh. Bitch.
They go to Sheena's engagement party because she's engaged to a man. She just tries to make everything about her and like her parts. I fast forward through her parts, honestly, in the early seasons.
That's a real talk.
Because she like thinks she's a good singer and has a song called Good is Gold, and it's not good and it's not gold, and she sings it all the time.
She's super proud of it for sure. Yeah.
So I fast forward through a lot of Sheena's stuff, but pretty much Sheena is engaged to her longtime boyfriend Shay, who is like a music producer and tells her she's a good singer.
From like Dan and Shay?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No. But good. Like he does have dark hair. So like I get. Yeah. Like you just had a sense.
I just knew someone's name was Shay. And was in music.
But she's at her engagement party. The whole cast is there. And Tom Sandoval hasn't told Jax that he knows that it happened.
Mm.
So Tom Sandoval is waiting for Kristen to talk to Stassi and admit that what they did happened. And Stassi is just crying. Like, what did I do to you? Why did you do this to me? Like, I'm your friend. And like Jax comes over and they're all just like telling her the truth. And she's just crying.
Oh, geez.
And Sandoval lets Kristen have her moment. And then Jax is sitting down and Sandoval says, like, do you have anything to say to me? And Jax is like, should have kept your girl happy. And they're supposed to be best friends, like, of 10 years before this show even started. They met each other in Florida and flew to California to live together.
Yeah, not the thing to say.
And so Jax is just like, we were never friends. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Like, just totally trying to gaslight him to the extreme. And Sandoval looks at him and just says, like, I'm just so surprised that you act like you don't feel anything. Like, it's really concerning. Like, do you feel this? And he, like, springs up like a freaking Karate Kid character and punches Jack square in the head, and he's bleeding,
wiping
his head on a tablecloth.
Oh, my gosh.
That's season two.
Bravo is crazy. And we didn't, I didn't never watch Bravo. I didn't have Bravo. It is crazy.
So then we go into season three because they're recording every summer.
Okay.
And we find out that Kristen and Sandoval have broken up. Kristen is now dating a young 22-year-old DJ, James Kennedy. Nice. And Tom Sandoval is dating Ariana.
Okay.
Ariana is one of the girls that Sandoval is rumored to be cheating on Kristen with. But because Kristen fucked her best friend's and boyfriend's best friend, like, she's getting all the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're kind of forgetting that they were cheating.
Maybe doing something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the same time. Ariana, if you'll remember, is the cool girl, the laid back girl, the girl that's going to do shrooms with you, the girl that's going to like party until 4 a.m. because you want to. Like, she's your ride or die. She's going to say you're right, even though you're fucking not.
Love that for her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Kristen finds out that Tom might have cheated on Ariana with a girl from Miami. And she has decided that if she can't have Tom, nobody can. And she wants to break Tom and Ariana up. So she flies Miami girl to California and brings her into the restaurant that she works at, that her ex works at, that his new girlfriend works at. And has the Miami girl sit at the bar. Nice. And talk about how he had sex with her while she was on her period and he came inside her.
Jeez.
That's like the vulgar. First episode.
That's vulgar.
Tom and Ariana band together and say it never happened. And it has come out later that it did happen and she was just lying for him. Like, that is time and time again, she lies for him and they try to make their relationship look pretty perfect.
That's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. For her. And then they're denying like ever hooking up together. They admit to making out with each other at the Golden Nugget, which is a hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck is that?
On Fremont Street. So it's like a really old casino. It's really historic.
Oh, cool.
So he's like, we made out at the Golden Nugget, but we never fucked.
Sure.
James Kennedy, the DJ with the butt chin, is a horrible person. He's a drunk. He gets drunk all the time and fights people. He says inappropriate things to people. He is dating Kristen, but this is the era where we have people who are trying to get onto the show.
Okay.
And they will date someone to get on the show, and they will fuck someone to get on the show. And so at first, James Kennedy was supposed to move in with Tom as a roommate, but Tom invited Ariana to move in with him instead.
Oh, the tea.
So then James Kennedy pivoted and started dating Kristen, and he admits it was so he could get on the show.
Oh, that sucks. Mm-hmm. That sucks for Kristen. Yeah. But.
So we have Jax pretending to change. Stassi left for this season. She didn't want anything to do with it. And Katie and Kristen aren't really speaking.
Okay.
Like,
I see.
Stassi ends up coming back every now and then, but she's really quiet. Like, there's not a lot that she's willing to share. So really, this one is just Kristen attacking Tom and Ariana's relationship, Tom and Ariana saying she's obsessed with them. Sheena is married and there's really nothing exciting happening. Like,
she's still singing that damn song.
Girl, she sang that song in season 11.
Nice. She's proud. I mean, you know what? You work real hard. Sorry.
And auto-tune is expensive. Oh. I will try to post something with Good as Gold because I really feel like everybody needs to hear it.
Okay, good.
And then, you know, Katie and Schwartz are just kind of dating, fighting. He's getting blackout and making out with people. Like, just really nothing's changed from the season before for some of these.
Mm-hmm.
In season 4... Jax meets a girl from Kentucky named Brittany in Vegas, and he starts flying her out to California to come visit him while he's fucking other girls when she's not in California.
Nice.
And he's telling them that like he doesn't have a girlfriend and all this stuff. So Brittany comes in and starts, and she moves in with Jax like 3 weeks after meeting him.
Not the smartest choice.
Mm-hmm. And surprise, surprise, Jax cheats again.
Okay.
We get another character named Lala, and Lala is a hostess at the restaurant, and she is instantly not liked by the girls because her Instagram page is her bare ass. Like, that's her Instagram profile page. That's like the first reason they don't like her. So Lala is really giving off, like, she told Lisa after she got hired, she had to go away for the weekend to Italy because she had a modeling gig.
Ugh.
And then Katie's like, I used to model. I know models. Like, there are models in Italy. Mm-hmm. Like, only supermodels are being flown to other countries.
Oh, so she thought it was fake?
Yeah. And it turns out it was.
Nice.
Her friend was friendly with a guy who had a yacht, and she was allowed to invite her friends to Italy. And Lala kind of gives the, you know, if anyone in LA who's hot enough can suck a dick and get on a boat kind of thing. But her argument was always like, I'm not sucking the dicks, my friends are, and I'm just like tagging along, which no one believed. Everyone was like,
yeah, I think she likes sucking dick.
Yeah, she talks about it all the time.
Yeah. Seems like it.
Katie and Schwartz are fighting more. Schwartz is not defending Katie at all when people are being mean to her, and that causes Katie to get defensive and to attack people.
Oh, jeez.
Sheena really wants to be friends with Katie and Kristen and Stassi because somehow they have become friends.
Okay.
Again.
Mean Stassi girls are going to mean girl. Yeah.
Yeah, and Stassi forgave Kristen for
fucking Jax. Mm-hmm. It was only 3 times, I guess.
Yeah. So this is when Jax is cheating, but him and Brittany aren't serious. And it's just a lot of him trying to juggle. other women. Mm-hmm. He also goes to Hawaii and steals a pair of sunglasses and ends up in jail.
Nice.
Yeah. Still their broke, last day huh? of Hawaii. Yeah. So like literally no control at all. Season four ends with Schwartz proposing to Katie.
Terrible
because
idea.
That was something they were fighting about, was like, you know, you're not gonna marry me, like why are we doing this? And mm-hmm. so Schwartz proposes to Katie, and his proposal is they're sitting at a dinner with their friends, a guy proposes to a girl at the table next to them, those two are actors but Katie doesn't know it. Oh. Schwartz stands up and says, sorry guys, I can't handle this, and takes the ring box away from them and then proposes to Katie.
That's stupid.
It's the weirdest fucking proposal.
That's literally stupid. Mm-hmm. That's a bad proposal. And you're like, you have Bravo money and that's what you come up with.
Well, in season five was when they started to get different cars. So just to kind of explain the living situations too, they're still living in the shitty apartments. Mm. They might be like a two-bedroom shitty apartment now. Mm-hmm. Like instead of a, you know, one bedroom and like you let someone sleep in your living room. Like they're moving up, but they're still not broke. Driving like luxury vehicles. They're just getting mm-hmm. nicer Hondas.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah. So they're slowly starting to move up. And then Schwartz proposes to Katie at the end of season five and season four, and season five is all about Katie and Tom's or Schwartz's wedding.
Okay.
They have the whole summer. This is also when they are really leaning into the, like, I have to work these shifts to pay for my wedding, but you're very aware that they've started racking in some money from Bravo because these venues are just like
off
gorgeous.
Yeah, or I'm sure Bravo is like, if we can film your wedding, like, we'll pay part of it or something like that.
Something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Katie turns into the biggest bridezilla. If you are not her friend, you're her enemy, and she rage texts you about it. She doesn't Great. Like Lala because Lala has been saying inappropriate things around the guys. She likes to go topless when she swims, and she does that no matter whose boyfriend is around them. And Katie's really insecure, so Okay. she...
Mm-hmm. Doesn't like
doesn't
it.
Dig it. Schwartz cheats on her again and again, claims it was just making out.
Okay.
And like he's admitting to it while they're planning their wedding, and Katie admits that she just wants to put it in a little box and put it away and not open it again until after the wedding.
That's yep. literally the wrong response.
Yep. Lala and James are drinking a ton and they are being really disrespectful to everyone. James is throwing drinks on people multiple times. Lala is saying that she sees that the ladies haven't been working on their summer bodies.
Oh my god.
Like they are drunk and mean and they're fucking right now, so it's just like a whole mess.
So it's just like a bunch of anger and angst just in mm-hmm. one. Yeah. That yeah. sounds terrible.
Jax is trying to claim that he's getting help. And he's trying to be better, and you see him going to therapy and all this stuff. And him and Brittany are still together, even though there's like cheating and stuff like that, like being talked about in the season prior.
Okay.
Katie and Stassi are not talking at this time because Stassi got mad at her and Kristen again for not standing up for her because Katie started becoming friends with Sheena.
Okay.
And Sheena tried to help Frank mm-hmm. sell Stassi's sex tape. So like there's a lot of drama happening. Yeah. Stassi's not really feeling her friendship with Katie and Kristen. Mm-mm. Katie's like pushing Stassi out because Stassi pretty much said like, your friendship means nothing to me. I can drop you as soon as I want to.
Jeez.
And she did.
Jeez Louise.
So then Stassi starts seeing these moments where Katie and Schwartz are getting engaged and Sheena's there, but she's not. And she's really starting to miss her friend. Stassi gets outcasted by like everybody, and then her only option to like move back into the group is to become friends with Kristen, even though Kristen fucks Jax.
Great. Yeah, she's like, this is my only fucking option.
So then she's slowly trying to like make her way back into Katie's good graces, and eventually does, and they all attend this wedding in this beautiful wooded ceremony, and like Katie's vibe is just immaculate. Like she said her idea for the wedding was that it was an elegant, like, almost take like a ballroom dinner and Ooh, put it in the woods. Pretty. So they had chandeliers hanging from beautiful trees. And like, it was just a lovely wedding. Mm-hmm. But they were horrible to each other the entire way. Screaming at each other, fighting constantly, just like red flags everywhere. Like, even Jax was telling them not to get married.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. And then Ariana kind of opens up about her mental health situations. Kind of like the vibe, Ariana's giving a lot of insight into her mental health. She struggles with depression a lot, and she admits to having some really negative feelings about just existing on the planet this season.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, and she's still with Sandoval. Sandoval and Schwartz are starting to show more of their relationship, and they're very, like, gay for each other. Like, I think that they're closeted and they're just, like, too stubborn to, like, open up about it. Because these men are also significantly older than the women. The women are, like, in their mid-20s and early 30s during this season. And the men are in their mid-30s to, like, 50s by the time they're off the show.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So, Sandoval is just kind of, like, an older guy that Ariana is dating. And he, like, really gives off like the perfect boyfriend vibes, and they seem to really love each other, and he seems to really care about her. But then him and Tom are just like really infatuated with their friendship, and like Jax is all part, like, the three of them like must have committed a murder or something and like hid it, because they are so bonded to each other.
Attached.
Like, at one point Brittany asks Schwartz if Jax cheated on her, and Schwartz says, well, no, but I'm going to be honest, I would lie for him if you ask. And he did. And so Brittany was like, so are you lying right now? And he's like, but honestly, I'm not lying right now.
I don't believe you. Thanks. Thanks for that.
So we end it on Katie and Schwartz getting married and having like this beautiful wedding. And then like a part of the guy's friendship that is like kind of sweet is that Tom Schwartz's family lives in Florida, and they can't afford to fly out for his wedding. So Sandoval and Jax pay for Tom Schwartz's triplet little brothers to fly out to California. Mm-hmm. They buy him brand new suits so that they can attend the wedding. That's so like, nice. Then there are these like soft moments where you're just like, oh, this is just like a group of friends that are like trying to figure it out together, but they're like really unhealthy. Like,
really, yeah, toxic, and
yeah,
need some like drug rehab, and
yeah,
maybe like some mental health medication.
Horrible. Oh my gosh, guys,
there's so much information, and there's even more information to come. It's bananas. Yeah.
Like, we're at what is the end of the episode right now, and we were both like, this needs to be a two-parter,
a best-parter.
Yeah, so we're gonna take a break, and next week you're gonna get to hear the second half of this episode.
My gosh. So on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.